Passing on good money habits to the next generation is really, really important. By starting kids on an allowance early, parents can change the way they have conversations about money with their kids. Rooster Money is an allowance tracking app that helps parents teach their kids good money habits. James Kasam's with Rooster Money. He's in London, England.
Hi, Bruce.
I have a 7-year-old, so I have skin in this game here. Tell us how Rooster Money works exactly.
Okay. So Rooster Money is a pocket money and allowance tracking app, and it's all designed to help parents teach their kids about money in our current digital age, in our current cashless society. And we ultimately set out to answer a simple question, which is, how do I, as a parent, yourself, teach your kids the values of money in the digital world? So what we do is try and promote those conversations, positive conversations about money, as early as possible in life. And we use the app to eliminate all the barriers one might typically have with an old method pocket money routine to free up those conversations to happen. So in essence, parents will sign up their kids from as young as, we've got kids on it as young as 3 or 4 years old. And then they will set them up with either a regular allowance or ad hoc rewards, say, done the washing or they've been good for the day. And once the money's in there, the kids can then go in and start to manage that money. So that could mean they decide to spend it. They could put it towards certain savings goals. And then they work with that money so that they understand then the basic principles of money, and it gives a platform for the parent to have those conversations about money, whether that's around needs and wants, or whether that's around the value of saving, or do you really need to spend that? So that's the basics of what we're trying to achieve here.
So when you download it to your device, whatever device that is, it's something that both the parents and the kids interact with. Tell us what it looks like. This is radio, so we got no pictures.
Okay, so yes, absolutely. The parents and the kids both use the app. They have separate logins, which is key, so that the kids can't add money themselves.
Yes.
But for the parent, which is a common problem. But so for the parent, let's say you have more than one kid, you enter the app and you will have your parent dashboard, as we call it, which will have a picture of each of your kids and will show you how much each of them has in their wallet. And then when a kid logs in, they will see their own account, and it's separated into a spending area, which we call the wallet, a saving area, which we call the safe, and goals, where kids can go in and set their own goals up, whether that's a Lego Death Star or a new pair of trainers. So they have pots, as it were. And we're actually about to launch a new pot, which is the giving pot or the donation pot, so that parents can teach their kids in whichever way they want, because for us, it's very important that we are a framework as opposed to a set solution. So once the money's in there, the parents can sit with their kids and discuss, right, you have, let's say, $6 a month, $6 a week. Do you want to be putting $1 to savings, $2 to your goal for that week? And that's broadly speaking how it works, how it looks. It's very simple, clean design, where you have your pot so you can visualize how much is in the spending, how much is in the saving, how much are in the goals.
And I assume when you say pot, you mean a container versus that word being used colloquially here in Canada refers to cannabis. So I'm assuming you're not talking about saving up for some ganja here, because that would be a whole different lesson entirely.
That is a different app entirely.
I'm so glad I clarified. I want to ask, so there are tons of allowance tracking apps out there. There's lots of stuff, some of it from the bank, some of it from the financial literacy folks. How would you say Rooster Money is different from what else is out there?
Sure. So the emphasis that we like to put on things which we think makes us different is really the education, especially at some of those younger years. So some apps are designed quite heavily towards utility to make it a lot easier for the parent and the kid to transact with that money and pay with that money. We see ourselves as we do that, but we also put a lot of emphasis on creating those conversations and creating those moments of conversation. So, for example, the fact that we are a tracking app where the money is virtual as opposed to you don't actually pay with the app. At the moment of purchase, the kid still needs to go to the parent and say, Mom, Dad, please can I have that $5 to buy this magazine? And that creates a moment to have that conversation with the child. So we feel that we're all directed towards the education side of things before you really kick in with the ease of payments and preparing them for the future. That's what we see our kind of point of difference there.
Some of the frequently asked questions that I get, I mean, I do a lot of work with parents in schools, and they want to know how to think about allowance versus chores. How do you have a recommendation on that?
Well, it's also one of the questions we get asked the most as well. And I think, you know, the first answer in a lot of this is that, you know, every family works differently and every family has been brought up with different principles. So, we have to respect that. I think the key thing for us is taking a step back from that and saying, set up a routine and stick to it. You know, so you may be the type of family that wants to say you only get your pocket money if you've done your chores. We find in those instances that works. But then also if you say, you know, a certain chore is worth 50 cents and another chore is worth a dollar, sometimes you get to the end of the week and the kids say, oh, I won't actually do the washing up today, Mum, because I've got my £5 and I'm happy with that. It really depends on the family. We wouldn't say one way works better than another. I think the main advice is just to set up a system, set up a routine and stick to it. And that's the way that the kids will learn best, is by kind of developing those habits. And that's another kind of area that we've tried to work on in the app, is design everything to create habits and build habits. And because I'm not sure if you're aware, but the Cambridge University over here did a bit of research with the Money Advice Service a couple of years ago, and they found that your adult money habits are actually set by the age of 7. Which is pretty scary when you think about it, and probably a lot earlier than a lot of us think, which is why, you know, we think it's really important to start early, and the app is designed so that kids of a younger age can use it and, importantly, find it fun as well. So, for example, it's not always money. You can set the currency in the app to be stars, at which point it becomes more like a typical star chart or reward chart. So you're still conveying those key habits of delayed gratification or understanding reward systems, for those families that don't necessarily feel like kids are ready to be talking about money just yet.
There are so many life lessons for our little ones to learn, and our young people and our teens too. But if you had to choose just one habit for them, what would the one habit be?
Which age group or kids in general?
Kids in general.
I would have to say it's talk about money, mainly with your parents. I think, you know, going back to studies again, you know, we can educate our kids in schools, we can educate them however we want, but at the end of the day, the parents are the biggest influence on the kids, and so ensuring you have those conversations is the key point. So for me, it would be talk about money, ask questions, have positive conversations about it.
James, thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's been a pleasure.
James Kassam is with Rooster Money. He joined us from the UK. And you heard his call to action here. Talk to your kids about money, please.